3, 2, 1. Oh my God, that's cold.
Wow,
welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, the coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I'm Oz, You Betcha Guy, here with Ryan, the t-shirt guy, and Tyler and Jared. And we are live, and we are presented by Ice Mountain, and we are live. You guys we're back in the studio. Yeah, I figured I'd give you guys a little air time.
Yeah, every 100 episodes or so, it's nice.
Yeah, what episode number are we on?
This is 266.
266, my lucky number.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Why does no one ever have lucky numbers that are three digits?
That's a good question.
You can't put it on a sports jersey.
Besides Zoe. Zoe's got 101. That makes sense. True.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. But I'm going to pick a three-digit number.
Yeah,
maybe I'll get fucking crazy and pick a four-digit number.
No.
Maybe you won't.
Well, two on the front, two on the back.
Maybe
is different.
Maybe 5,555.
That's my lucky.
My lucky number.
I don't get the joke.
Every single.
Nobody has a lucky number that's more. Than
okay.
Very obscure.
Yeah. Sure.
I guess. Yeah. It's just like, what scenario would you, if that was your lucky number, what scenario would that lucky number pop up in?
It's got to be like your pin or something.
Yeah. I'm even thinking like when people buy lottery tickets, we talked about this last week, and they'll just throw all their lucky numbers down.
It's like, yeah, but it's all sets of
two digit
numbers.
I get that. But like, yeah, anyway.
Numerology.
I want a shotgun on lucky number 13. Mm-hmm. Ducks Unlimited Banquet.
Some say that's actually unlucky.
Well, yeah.
Most.
So, what is it? Lucky number 7? That's the...
7 is a lucky number.
Nice. What about 8?
No. 4, the four-leaf clovers.
Ooh.
From now on, my lucky number is 5,555.
That's easy. I mean, easy to write out, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a scenario where that number would come up.
Maybe like something on Facebook Marketplace or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Or like a small down payment on a vehicle or something. It just happens to work out like 20.
Fuck yeah, it's my lucky number. It's like
$55.55 is what you try and get your gas tank to.
Yeah, like, but it's 5,555.
Yeah,
that's the most you've ever won on a scratch off. Maybe.
Yeah,
that would be sick to win that.
Yeah. Slots?
But usually it's 7777.
Yeah, that's the lucky number on the scratch off. But
that's
you
actually
could win
my,
that
that's
much.
Actually my unlucky number.
7?
7777. 7,777.
I thought you were going to say that. That's my aunt's lucky number.
My aunt's?
Yeah.
My lucky number is going to be 131,313.
That's exactly how many people are in Fargo, dude.
What?
What's your lucky number?
No.
Somewhere.
I think I live
there.
In West Fargo.
Anyways, a little side note, a little number talk for the boys to start it out.
That's what everyone wants to hear, start their podcast.
Yeah, it's boys talking numbers. That's all it is.
We'll talk letters next week.
We're an accounting podcast now.
You guys just fucking wait until we start crunching numbers instead of just talking numbers. It gets a little... Let's just say bullets start flying.
Bullet
3
points?
Sets of 20. Numby crunching.
And all you got to know about numby crunching is just add a zero. Mm-hmm. And then everything works out. At least that's what I tell my accountants. So,
unless it's a bill.
Or taxes.
Yeah.
Then subtract a zero.
Yeah, everyone should comment their lucky number.
Yeah, and what they wish their lucky number was.
Mm-hmm. Everyone should comment their social security number. That's my lucky number.
Makes you rich.
Yeah.
I think mine's 42069. Someone's got to have that.
1776.
420-69-1776 would be a great social security number.
No, the better one would be 420-69-8008.
Yeah.
Can you change your social security number? That'd be nice.
Not a chance.
Like, really? It's like personalized license plate.
It's a vanity.
I got a vanity social security number.
cost me only like 5,500 French
fries. It would be way easier to remember the damn thing if we could customize it.
For
that's,
sure.
That's the problem, though, is that someone could easily steal your social security.
Well, it's just like a social media handle. Like you plug it in and it gives you the check mark or the X if it's taken. That's how
it would be nice.
Auto, you know, you generate your own SS number.
Yeah. Do you guys, all your guys start with a five, right?
Social mine security. Does, yes. Yeah.
Mine does not.
Mine does.
Mine does too.
Because I was born in Minnesota.
You're a four?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think it's state to state, is it not?
I'm way higher than you.
That's so unlucky of a number.
Four leaf clover, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is the second number in all your guys' what is it? Zero.
Zero.
Same. Zero.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
Nope. I actually say oh when I do it though.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not a 5-0 guy, I'm more of a 5-0.
Yeah. Were you guys all born in Fargo?
No, I was born in Breckenridge.
Mm. He's born in Minnesota.
So yep. That has nothing to do with it.
I think you just one of those deals.
Yeah, this kid looks like a four.
Someone died early, and so you got their social security number when they died.
Yeah, did they recycle back through?
They'd have to.
Maybe. I mean, the number of combinations, though, for 4, 7, 9 numbers is wild.
Yeah, I don't think they'd have to recycle them.
I don't either. Billions.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not good at math, so don't ask me.
Well, we're talking numbers, Jared. Crunching, Jared. Yeah.
Now we're into the crunching phase. We're done talking. We're crunching. And then we're going to start cooking.
In the books.
Right? You talk about the recipe. We crunch up all the ingredients. Then we start fucking cooking the books.
Let's go, baby. Fucking culinary school. Master in it.
Yeah. I went to culinary school in accounting. That's a great bit. I went to culinary school. I majored in accounting.
I work in waste management. Yeah.
In the accounting department.
Yeah. Ryan.
Yep.
I just thought of another great app idea.
Mm, let's hear it.
You set an alarm on a phone, and then when it's time to wake up, someone just squirts Ice Mountain in your mouth.
Yeah, or all over your body.
Yeah. Just basically shower in Ice Mountain to wake up.
Yeah, lubrication of the joints before you wake up.
But that would wake me up.
And to lubricate, to get the joints warm, obviously heat works well, but Ice Mountain is also next level.
Yeah, I don't really know where you're going with lubricating.
It's like an ice bath.
Thank you.
Yeah. An Ice Mountain bath.
Yes. Thank you, Jared.
That's what it should be. We got the reverse Murph. Now we need the side dumper, which basically the bed split in half. And when your alarm goes off, the bed just fucking side dumps you into a ice mountain bath.
And then you don't have to shower either.
Yeah.
No.
You scrub a dub dub right there. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I bring up a glass of water before bed every night of Ice Mountain, and I smash it before bed, not thinking about the future at all. And then I wake up, my mouth is parched. I got to start having a fucking case of Ice Mountain in my nightstand. What?
Just thinking this whole scenario through, it sounds great. It sounds good. It sounds like
sounds good. And when you get side dumped into it, you got to play it off like you'd love it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because Anne would get pretty pissed at me if she's got to clean up water every day that splashes when I go in it.
No, it's like a kid that walks into the water park for the first time.
Yeah. You got to just be like, oh, fuck yeah. I love being awake at 7 a.m. sharp. So, guys, I mean, if you're having trouble waking up like me, Ice Mountain's the solution, baby.
Smash an Ice Mountain. Also, another hidden hack. You got a humidifier in your room. Keep it from getting dry and stuffed up. Fill that puppy with Ice Mountain.
Good tip.
Shit you not. Been doing it the last couple nights.
It's a great tip.
Do you drink the water after?
I don't. Well, it vaporizes into the air.
I suppose. You are.
You absorb it.
I'm inhaling it.
Great for your skin, too, I've heard.
Definitely.
I think.
Yep.
So, why don't you guys take care of yourselves and get some Ice Mountain.
Yeah. Take care.
Have a you day and night and morning. Oh, boy. Guys, what are we talking about today, Jared?
People are things that we're jealous of.
People or things that we're jealous of.
Yeah. I'm jealous of the guy that has 420-69-800.
That is a great social security handle. What I'm trying to think of an inanimate object I would be jealous of.
I just got
that's not entirely sexual.
Ah, yeah, my mind went straight to like Margot Robbie's chair.
So, is there any other? is there any other inanimate object that you would ever be jealous of that isn't sexual?
I was just thinking like animals or something like that.
ATM.
Yeah.
I gotta give people that.
People just finger you and then
push
your buttons all day, Tyler.
No, I was thinking of something that gives me money, but that's the exact opposite of what an ATM does.
So yeah, you're jealous of like a hooker, pretty much,
essentially.
But that's a person.
True. Okay. True. Guys. Well, I think hooking is an industry more so. You're jealous of the hooking industry. And no, we're not talking fishing.
They prefer escorts, Ryan.
Yeah,
right.
So you're how did we get there?
No,
he was trying to think of something that would give him money.
Yeah, and instead I picked the exact opposite of that, something that just dishes money out.
Yeah, that was
maybe we should just talk about numbers.
We are, yeah.
Money. We're numbers, guys.
It's the number episode.
Oh, okay. So let's just say people were jealous. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Margaret,
I don't want Ryan talking about some guy's underwear, you know?
Yeah. Well, you could be jealous of a horse.
Yeah.
Leave the imagination up to you. But, you know, smooth hair. You get combed daily.
Free food.
Yeah.
Room and board.
Bugs don't bother you, really.
I mean, being a cat would really be the life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything and people think that that's great.
I mean, you just be a fucking asshole and they still love you.
They think it's cute when you're mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange.
And you can just kill without getting in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I would fucking go out and do that, but...
But you do
sounds
have to,
like you're jealous of it.
You do have to watch out for the curiosity factor of cats, though.
Yeah, you only got to watch out. You don't have to watch out 8 times, though.
Right.
Just that last time you got to watch out for curiosity.
You know, they say that curiosity killed the cat, Ryan.
Now I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll kick it off. I may have forgotten what I was going to say after you guys completely derailed this segment.
Sorry about I got one that I know, Miles, you've said this before, but I'm fully on board with it as well. Anyone that can sing really good, I'm jealous.
I think instruments go along with that. Yep. Someone who can really play an instrument.
But not like theater singing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's too perfect a good singing, then it's like, okay, well, clearly you just are a theater kid and it's weird.
Yeah.
Concert singing.
Give me some raspiness in the voice, but still sound good. A little of this, a little of that.
Yeah, give me a solo cup.
To your instrument point, I am more jealous of people that can sing good than play the guitar really good. I'd rather be the singer.
I'm jealous of the people who can do both, because I think it's wild that they can do both.
People who can play the drums and sing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even pat my belly and rub my head. At the same time.
Yeah, let alone chew gum on top of that.
Couldn't you imagine chewing gum and playing the drums?
Imagine chewing gum and walking.
Yeah, unbelievable. You step on a crack, break your back.
Yeah, I would say.
That's a good one, Tyler.
I taught my kid the crack, the don't step on a crack or you'll break your mom's back thing the other day. He looks me dead in the eyes and fucking stomped on a crack.
Oh,
I was like, you son of a bitch. I'm jealous of one specific person. Victor Hovland, golfer. He's like the perfect amount of fame where he gets recognized, but he could probably go to a restaurant without getting bugged. And he's a really, really good golfer.
It's a good point, Tyler. Yep. I was going to not go that route. I was going to go, I'm jealous of the garbage man for two reasons. The old school garbage man used to get to ride on the side of the truck. Pretty sick.
Pretty sick, not going to lie.
Just hanging off the side of the truck all day. Secondly, now the guy who gets to run the arm that goes and grabs the garbage and dumps it, every single time I'm at home and the garbage truck shows up, Anne's got to wash the window. I look like a dog with my nose pressed up against the glass, just watching. And the guy is perfect. He does it every single time. He never misses.
And they don't have to be gentle with it either.
No.
I mean, half the time, I think my garbage can is going to be put back on my driveway in five pieces.
Yeah. They just chuck it up there.
Oh, yeah. They're aggressive with it, but they're taking my trash away. Efficient. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like being a garbage man in today's world isn't as dirty of a job as it used to be now, right? Now that they got an arm that does it all.
No, I think it'd be a sweet job. You just drive around all day. You can listen to You Betcha Radio and just pick up garbage with your giant
swat. So time out. If you were a garbage man, you would drive around listening to your own podcast.
Well, I wouldn't have a podcast if I was a garbage man.
You don't know that.
If you quit and wanted to be a garbage man, we'd probably still keep you on board.
Yeah.
Okay. We'd probably still let you come hang out with us once a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 15 bucks an hour a week.
Just give 15, not 14, because I'd have to put a dollar in the shake of the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
But back to the garbage man with the lever arm. They got to start making more jobs gamified like that. Mm-hmm. I think there more people would want to do stuff like that.
Well, yeah, even like on the railroad, when they have to like put they got to lower the railroad wheels down and it like lifts the truck up and then they could drive on the railroad with just a normal pickup. That's kind of fucking sweet.
You're jealous of that?
Well, I'm just saying like gamifying that type of...
I would love to see one of those in action. I've never seen a truck actually on the railroad driving. I've only seen the trucks with the railroad things.
Sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's kind of sweet, actually.
I mean, they just drive down the tracks.
There's no speed limit sign, though. That's the thing. And there's no arms that you have to stop for.
Yeah.
You are in full control.
It would be quick. Imagine the guy that just
But you know
takes
what they
home.
Say, though? If there is a train coming, you better get off the train.
Disengage.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Well, unless you took a hard left, I think maybe things could get off course. Save yourself, but...
They don't turn. Once you're on the track, you can't turn.
You can't. Oh, I suppose. Well, you can lower the wheels and fucking whatever. You know? Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yep. Where there's a wheel, there's a way.
I am jealous of people who can wake up early. Mm. Do I want to wake up early? No, but I want to have the option to wake up early. And yeah. I just don't. Like I literally need something very pressing to get me out of bed in the morning.
Like if Michael Strahan is going to the moon, he's up,
right? Like I want to feel that euphoria of the Michael Strahan morning that I had every morning.
Yep.
But I don't want it every morning. I want the option to.
Sure.
But like.
So you want to wake up at like 5 and just decide at that point?
No, I wanted to be able to decide the night before I'm going to wake up early. And then I do.
Oh, because, not by accident. Yeah.
Yeah. Not by accident. So like there's been some Saturdays where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a jump start on my Saturday. 8 a.m. I'm going to set an alarm.
Jumper cables on the nightstand right next to you.
Yeah, like literally shock me out of that is what I want.
Hook them up to my nipples, White Goodman style.
I'm gonna hit the ground running this Saturday. I'm going to put the house numbers up. Yep. I'm going to hang some pictures. I'm going to put some hooks up. Going to reattach the toilet paper holder.
Yep.
All that stuff I'd like to do. I will set an alarm for 8 o'clock, but because unconsciously I know I have nothing I need to do early, I snooze it into oblivion. Yeah, I'll wake up at 10 o'clock and I'll set my alarm for 8. And I will, it's like, you know how at the doctor when they hit your knee and it fucking shoots up? That's what I'm like in the morning when my alarm goes off. Alarm goes off, boom. I click the alarm off and I never instinct. Wake up.
Instinct.
Yeah.
What do I need to do?
So I had this same exact problem where I was like sleeping through myself, snoozing it. And I didn't even realize I was snoozing it.
Correct.
I downloaded an app that makes you get up with your phone and either like shake your phone or like walk steps. and it's X amount of steps before the sound will turn off.
Yeah, but he would just find a, he would just like, he'd be laying on his back holding his phone and just going like this.
Trying to. Yeah, but if you, you can set the number to 10 times or 1,000 times, like you could really force yourself.
You're not. Then I might as well set it to 5,551.
Yeah, you could get 5,000 steps.
just in a meeting at work and the alarm. I'm just pacing around the conference table. I'm about 2,000 steps here, yeah. away. Stick with me. Yeah. Get pissed at the focus. You seem distracted right now. I like that. Maybe I'll have to do that.
Yeah,
is because you? I remember you talking about this. You can do like a math equation or yeah. like some sort of physical movement. What do you do?
I don't need it anymore. It just trained me, so I'm up when I need to be now. But yeah, like
it's more of a Patreon comment than anything. A physical movement it's a thing. Patreon.
All right, I need to do 15 thrusts before I can get out of bed. Is that what you're going for, Ryan?
A sister of that. sister. All right. You get what I'm saying.
I tried the math equation one to start, and I just did level, like it's easy, medium, hard. I did medium, and I was too stupid waking up that I wasn't solving the math equations correctly.
Like, what kind of math equation are we talking like?
It was so like easy is just multiplication. And then the medium is like, you got to do PEMDAS. So it's like a full equation.
What the fuck is PEMDAS? I've heard of PEN 15, but not PEMDAS.
You never heard of PEMDAS?
Fuck no.
Are you saying PAN? Yeah. Or are you saying PAMST?
PEMDAS. The whole like,
ass.
Sounds like an acronym.
If you have the equation, you go parentheses first. You solve that part first.
Mm. You lost me.
Oh,
yeah. It's the order of how to solve it.
So it goes parentheses
equation.
It's an A, right? What did P
P E M parentheses?
Yeah, P E.
I don't remember what the E is though.
Equation.
No, that's the whole thing, Jared.
Not a math guy.
Well, you're a numbers guy. But as soon as they start throwing in fucking letters, yeah. you're out of
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Once you're nine, I'm good.
Parentheses.
Because it's parentheses to be determined.
Can we look this up?
Yeah. Multiplication, yeah. division, addition, subtraction.
Parentheses. Don't tell me. I want to get it.
Exponents.
Oh, so like I was thinking powers. Power.
That's yeah, same thing.
Yeah, but P.
Why did they just say something to the power? So it'd be PS.
There you go.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
There you go.
Parentheses, exponential, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction. Easy peasy, lemon yep. squeezy.
Home for dinner.
So you couldn't do that?
Well, it's because you got an alarm blaring at you. You're groggy. And I could not solve them. So I was literally getting... It worked because I got up and like took it to a different room.
Yeah,
so I
take it to his computer desk.
The problem with that math problem is it'd be so easy for me that it wouldn't wake me up. Mm-hmm. Like I could do it in my sleep.
Well, quite literally.
That's the problem, right? It's like, give me fucking PEMDAS and I'm doing those equations in my sleep.
Yeah.
Give me some derivatives or something.
Yeah, that'll
wake me up.
You could bump it up to hard.
Like give me some pre-calc action.
Yeah, give me some fucking proofs.
Counting sheep, you're counting numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just I can do those equations in my sleep.
Well, maybe you got to find something that like pisses you off because you can't go to bed back to bed angry. So you need like an alarm.
You can't go to bed angry. That's right.
Yeah. Let's go with Jared.
Maybe like a pottery wheel right by the bed. Get some PTSD going.
Yeah, this receipts from the snack cupboard. Is rustling in the wind.
Also, update on the snack deal. Solved.
Really?
Solved it. No more meat and cheese sticks you guys are getting. So better enjoy Sad. The last
That's
couple.
That's good. I didn't like them anyway.
You're the only one that didn't like them.
It's just a hunk of cheese.
Dude. Also,
it's delicious.
Tyler's free ride for lunch every day. Done.
Really?
I still just eat a granola bar for lunch every day.
That's fine. But Uncrustables
are untouchable.
I know. I had the last one.
So, okay. Is it anything in replacement or just gone?
Gone. Addition by subtraction, baby.
Okay.
Speaking of PEMDAS.
Okay. What about mush? Where are we at on mush?
Subtraction.
The person that was responsible for the snacks, I had made a comment about the mush. It didn't even make it onto her initial list to show me. So
fuck.
Got the message. But anyways. Yeah, what would I want the app to do?
So you can do squats. There's just shaking your phone a bunch of times, and then there's steps. There's a premium version that I didn't pay for.
Fuck yeah.
But those are the four options.
Just put that with your buddies. The free if I have a deal in February.
You know how much of a disaster? You know how much of a disaster it would be if you put it on the shaking thing and then you got a phone call at the exact moment that your alarm went off and the phone started vibrating and it shut the alarm off? Yeah. That would be a mess. I couldn't risk it. I got too much important shit to get after.
And you're awake, though. 9 a.m. You're awake. Maybe you just need someone to call you with something.
Well, no, important. If you think a vibrate is going to wake me up, you are losing your mind.
Depends on where it's at, I guess.
Yeah, you need like a hotel wake up call. Somebody to call you.
Yeah.
You know what would actually, they need to invent an app that alarm goes off, fucking covers get flown off of you. Oh, nothing will wake me up faster than if all of a sudden someone just yanked the covers off of me.
They make alarms that are like a floor mat, so you have to get out of bed and stand on it to turn it off.
See, I would just then get back into bed, I think.
Yeah. But that's,
or I would just lean down and put both my hands on it.
And just your toes touch the bed.
Yeah. Or you just get
you put it in your bed and then you just fucking go like this and put your feet down on it.
Or you just get like a mannequin, take the feet off, and just put them.
It's just instinct.
They make like a, it's kind of like a lamp, but you can set it for a time where it like starts to illuminate.
Or yeah, like a light. Sun lamp or whatever.
Yeah, and at a certain time, 30 minutes later, mm-hmm. or whatever, it's fully illuminated.
And if you don't wake up, it'll burn your house down.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't joke about that. It almost happened to me.
It did, yeah. Lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hit your head.
That's right.
It's just not even something anyone should ever joke about, Tyler. Jesus Christ.
For good things about those, though.
Anyways, Tyler killed the mood. No, $1 million idea. Mm. One, nothing's worse than when your wife steals your covers from you, right?
The worst.
So what we need to do, you've seen the blinds that just go up and down where you can just push up and down and they're on like a little track on the side.
Yeah.
You just make your covers on a little track that goes around the bed. And then in the morning, so one, it holds your side down. And then in the morning, when you set a timer, it just then retracts the covers off you like a blind.
Mm-hmm. So how is
let
this
me take that a step further. What if like at the head of your bed, it just catapulted you out of the bed?
Yeah.
Fucking vertical.
Yeah. It's fucking gets you
goes vertical.
What do they call those beds that hide in the wall?
Murphy's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a reverse Murphy bed.
Yeah. Yeah. It just fucking catapults you into the drywall.
Dude. We can just call it the reverse Murph.
So how much different is this? I remember you doing a bit about
you look
bed.
Like you look like Han Solo and getting on a bed.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I don't remember the bit.
No. And then sorry, to bed, you can wear a Velcro suit and you can have a Velcro wall in front of you.
And then you'll just fall asleep stuck to the Velcro wall.
My neck's killing me.
Didn't you guys have
no? You'd wear a little nightcap with Velcro, so it's sticky to the.
No, I'm saying it catapults you.
You'd have to fucking backpedal like Deion Sanders and then fucking stick on there, and then it would lower you down.
Fuck my arms! I can't move.
And then, yeah. Then you go to roll over in the middle of the night, and you just hear.
The worst noise.
I didn't get much sleep last night. Wife was tossing and turning. Oh, and she like what? Yeah, the Velcro is just fucking wild.
Now reverse Murph.
Now we got that hook, that new hook and loop comforter.
Hook and loop. It's called Hook and Loop.
Wait, I don't get it.
Hook and Loop is what Velcro's called. Velcro is, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how it sticks together.
Yeah.
So regardless, I think any of those ideas beats your little fucking app, Tyler.
I mean, I get up and you don't. You're jealous of me.
Fuck, that is right. I you know what? Scrap that. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm actually jealous of people who can sleep through their alarm because they're sleeping so good.
Sleep is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you have nothing to brag about the
next
day. Sleep
is the most important meal of the day.
Less sleep you get, the more you can brag the next day about how little sleep you got.
That is true.
So it's like,
I thought you were going to go the route. I thought you were going to be like, you know, I had that problem, Miles, and then all I did was have a couple kids. They'll wake you up right away in the morning.
No.
I get that. People all the time, they're like, I'm like, yeah, God, I just love sleeping in. Better enjoy that now. Wait till you have a couple kids.
Yeah. But you just wait.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, if I sleep in until 8, my kid will also sleep in until 8. He'll just be playing with his fucking animals in his crib.
What kind of animals is he staring down the barrel on?
Bear, goat, puppy.
Puppy.
And two kitties.
Mm. Do we have a favorite?
Kitties for sure. Mm. Yeah. He's a cat kid.
Yeah. I'm not... that's
cat boy. You know, like it just doesn't roll off the tongue. Ryan.
That's a kid's show, actually. Cat boy.
Cat boy? I've heard a cat dog.
It's cat boy.
They are literally trying anything these days. Yeah.
Rides itself.
Cat boy.
No, huh? Mine are kind of into cats. Mine have a tiger and a lion they love.
Yeah they're just big cats.
Yeah.
So you're
same church.
Your kid's kind of a little cat boy.
Yeah, he is fairly little he's 99 percentile, but we won't even get into that.
Michelin man.
So
Jared, what are you jealous of?
I'm jealous of Kirk Herbstreit.
Because he gets to go to all the best games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's got such a
Ryan,
sweet
do
life.
You know who Kirk Herbstreit is?
I do. Yeah. Okay. College football analyst.
Like a private plane going for like cross country. Like that's the best. And he gets to do NFL on Thursdays too.
Herbstreit is what they call him.
Mm-hmm. On the streets.
I feel like he figured it out to where if you're, you know, like Tony Romo, it's like, oh my God, people love him. People despise him. He just rides down the middle and he never does anything too crazy, but he doesn't do anything too boring to where it's like, he's so good at what he does. He's like, well, he doesn't really do anything that great.
Right. He just wants to play golf. That's all he wants to do. And just announce football a little bit.
That sounds like I'm jealous of him too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a gym dance. Best buddies.
Basically, if I'm jealous of anyone who just only has to golf for recreation,
mm-hmm.
like that's awesome.
Yeah, they build their schedule around their tee times type mm-hmm. of thing. Yeah,
I gotta start doing that.
The old Bachelor host Chris Harrison used to pick where they would send the Bachelor so he could golf at the coolest places.
That's kind of sick, actually. Yeah,
because he needed to show up, tell people that it was the last rose, even though they could clearly see it. And that was all he had to do that day.
That's sick.
One thing that I'm jealous of is people who have prime hunting land.
Wow.
Because I feel like over the last 5 years, it seems like everything is posted up tighter than you know what.
Than what?
Than what?
Yeah.
Patreon.
Mm.
Patreon.
Patreon is tight.
So yeah, I mean, I see people posing with the big deer, whatever.
It's also like they're not making any more of it.
No, exactly. You have to buy the dirt that you can buy right now.
That's a Mark Twain quote. Buy land. They're not making any more of it.
Yeah.
Mark Twain.
The author?
No, I know. Yeah,
Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, I was going to say the Huckleberry Finn. Yeah,
Sock Center guy.
Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer is what I was thinking of.
Great song.
You going to get your own hunting land or are you just going to mooch off everyone else your whole life?
Well, my future backyard, my new hunting land.
Just a bottom feeder.
So, no, I'll just mooch off the government's land.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, you're paying for it.
Yeah,
basically, the food stamps of hunting land is what you're looking
pretty
for.
Much, yeah, we call it plots. Public land open to sportsmen. So.
Jealous of anything else, Ryan?
The sleep thing was right up my alley. There's not much more you can top the whole the sleep conversation with.
I'm also really jealous of people who can cook really well.
Yeah. They make something out of nothing.
It's like when I cook something and I try and make it taste better in terms of flavor.
Mm.
It's not like I'm not burning anything or I cook it well, but all of the extra flavor I cannot accomplish. It's right. Cause my dumb brain goes, well, let's just put more seasoning on it.
Yeah. Mm.
And then it's way too fucking salty.
Yep.
Or this and that. People who can make sauces as well.
Mm-hmm. Like a roux.
How do you know what goes into a sauce?
Yeah.
I remember like Alan who works for us, he's a restaurant guy, being like, oh, this sauce is really good. He's like, well, yeah, it's just mayo based, whatever. Now that I say it, I can taste mayo in it, I suppose.
Yeah.
But just being able to do that is sweet.
Usually needed like more butter than you think you need. Lots of butter.
Yeah.
Typically. That is true. You find out that all the good tasting foods are really, really bad for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, once a week type of deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More butter, the better or worse.
I'm also jealous of people who can drink and not get hungover.
Yeah. The rare few.
I would even like to brag about it.
I think I saw a Joe Rogan YouTube short the other day.
That's all your algorithm is.
Well, buckle up because this is going to be good.
Pyramids. So do you just watch an entire Rogan episode 1 minute at a time on shorts?
Pretty much, yeah.
No, I just get the highlights. There's like 1,000 episodes. You're not going to watch all 1,000.
There's 2,113 now, I think.
How many?
I think there's, 2,113.
My shorts feed must be behind.
We're getting close. We'll catch up.
He was talking about people like Scandinavian people. There's a certain portion of their population that can get absolutely hammered drunk and that doesn't impair them.
Why?
So basically, like, whatever the thing that makes you feel really drunk doesn't biologically make them act any drunker.
Kind of like the people who can function, like there's a small percentage of people that can function off of like 5 hours of sleep. Or 5 hours of sleep.
So like their livers are just really, really good
at filtering out
the bad shit.
Google it. I hope it's Scandinavian people.
Google it. Joe Rogan YouTube short. Scandinavian.
So Sweden people not hungover?
Well, I think it might be Norwegian, Sweden. I don't know. It's one of the Scandinavian.
Somewhere up there.
Scandinavian. Yeah.
People. Not hungover.
Can't get drunk.
Can't get drunk.
Sorry.
Come on, please.
Okay, that looks right.
Why do Scandinavian people drink alcohol a lot?
God, Reddit sucks to read on a podcast.
I don't think that's it.
Nope.
I don't know if we're going to find it.
Pants drunk.
do we just stumble upon a drinking term I've never heard of? The drinking Zoom term in. Is called pants drunk. And pants drunk is a form of drinking culture originating in Finland in which the drinker consumes alcoholic drinks at home dressed in very little clothing. Usually underwear, with no intention of going out. To a large extent, it is still considered a way of life.
That's awesome. I do that.
Oh my God.
You get pants drunk?
I gotta get
here?
Fucking pants drunk this weekend. Anne's gonna hate it. I'm gonna love it.
Yeah. Great way to get drunk on laundry day.
COVID-19, too, it created a global trend for this drinking habit. Worldwide now.
So it's technically no pants drunk is what it is.
Right. It's being ironic.
Isn't it hard run?
Weird.
I can't say I've ever been specifically pants drunk where I'm just in my underwear.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I have either.
I've been hammered in my underwear, but it's always post drinking.
For sure. Yeah, it's like you get into bed.
Yeah, like
you don't crack another beer.
It's like when I get in the reverse Murph. It's like I don't have pants on and I'm hammered, you know?
It's weird. The verb for it is pants drunking instead of pants drinking.
I'm pants drunking.
I'm going to do some pants drunking this weekend, I think.
Sounds great for the summer.
They should do a bar that's called Pants Drunk, and it's actually you can't get in unless you're just wearing your underwear.
It's a bottomless underwear bar.
I mean... That,
with mimosas.
No, that would like people would love that.
That would crush. Yeah. I mean, foam parties in Vegas and shit. I mean, people, you know.
I got a full stack of tube socks stuffed down there before I go into pants drunk.
Yeah. I definitely have to wear some baggy boxers.
I'm going
to
need a white Goodman nut cup that's inflatable. You remember that on Dodgeball?
Yeah.
His girl accountant is coming in, or lawyer, or whatever she is, and he fucking sticks it on. Yeah.
Then he comes down the stairs reading the dictionary.
He's doing some light reading.
It's upside down.
It'd be a great bit for a pants drunk bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just my casual clothing.
Throw a banana in there. They say like a banana stand outside, $5 a banana.
Great name for a gay bar would be Banana Hammock. Is that a thing?
That would be a good one.
Sure. It's gotta be a
probably
bar.
Yeah.
That seems like a layup.
Yeah, damn it, thought I was original.
No matter how all this goes down, you guys don't get pants drunk.
Yeah.
Well, but then we'd have to go and just like call each other, because I think you're supposed to do it by yourself.
You're right.
It doesn't say alone.
No intention of going
to be at somebody's house.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Anne ran out to get some groceries and we all went to my house and all of us got pants drunk and came home and was like, what the fuck is going on?
We're just like playing Madden in our underwear drinking.
Okay, but that sounds awesome.
Like it does. Yeah, it does. Cup. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the video of the guys? It was something along the lines of the guys who... we're gonna make it big or something like that, who like left their hometown, and it's just them talking about stuff in their underwear. This is bad, but
no.
Mm-mm.
Well, we'll find it on the break.
Yeah.
Well, God, pants drunk. How did we thank you, Joe Rogan.
Thank you, Finley.
Like I've been drunk in my swim trunks inside like of a cabin before, but I don't think that counts.
Mm-mm.
Stone Valor.
Especially if you have a liner in there, a liner would act as your underwear.
It's like it's relatively normal to not have your shirt on. To not have your pants on while drinking is very strange.
Yeah.
Last winter, though, I would come home and just slip off the old pantalones and watch TV in my underwear and t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta drop the t-shirt.
It's similar to, you know, a gal getting home from a tough day of work and slipping the bra off.
Yeah,
you know,
B-raw.
So I actually really recommend it if you guys want to try it. But you guys like wear sweatpants every day, anyways. So I guess
we're both wearing jeans.
Gotta get that dress code going.
We do gotta get the dress code going.
It'd be fun. I can just picture somebody in whitey tighties. Ass huggers?
No, not ass huggers. Like the like baggy whitey tighties.
They're kind of loose around the leg.
You know, like
that's like you took a dump in the back.
Like a diaper whitey tighties look. That's the worst type of underwear ever. It's tight around your thigh, and then everything else is baggy and loose. That's the worst.
Yeah.
I feel like Will Ferrell, every time he's in his underwear in movies, they put him in those.
Step Brothers for sure.
Yep. Yeah. I know exactly old school. What you're talking about now.
Every movie he's in those, that pair of underwear.
That's got to not be a bit, though. It's just got to be his underwear, huh? Mm-hmm. He gets pants.
They look like they've been washed a few times. Probably are.
Yeah.
Fix it in post.
Well, should we take a break? Ryan.
What do you got for me?
You know what I was doing this morning?
I don't know.
I was driving.
Okay.
And then I saw gas.
Yep.
Said I can't fucking pass gas, tell you that much. So I turned on into Holiday gas station. That's my one rule. Like anyone who knows anything about me, I can't pass gas.
Partially why you're always late too, is because
that and road trips take forever. That's why I always fly. You know, otherwise you turn into every Holiday. And
think about how much gas you're passing in the air, though.
I know.
Yeah, that's why I can't take the bus, because he had to keep ringing the deal, let me off, passing gas.
Hey, would you wait for me while I run in there quick?
And while I was currently not passing gas in the Holiday, I noticed that there was a deal going on. Jared, why don't you refresh me what that deal was?
Red Bull.
Jared was with me.
So
Jared, me and Jared had a sleepover last night, and
pants drunk.
We were playing COD super late.
Pants drunk.
Too many too many Mountain Dews, and he just crashed on my couch. And so naturally, on our way to work this morning, we couldn't pass gas. And Jared, why don't you refresh me what the deal we saw that was crazy?
Yeah, we saw Red Bull 8.4 ounce, buy two, get one free.
Like 8.4 ounces.
16.6 if you drink two at once.
No, 16.8.
16.8 if you drink two at once.
Yeah, yeah. But
we're numbers guys. We're not math guys.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I felt pants drunk at that moment. Jared, you remember, I was standing there and I was like, do I have to take off my pants for this? And luckily, Jared had the wherewithal to tell me that I shouldn't take off my pants in a Holiday. Mm-hmm. But that deal, buy two, get one free. Buy two Red Bull 8.4 ounces, get one free.
Mm-hmm. That deal almost blew your pants right off.
It did. Like when I opened up the door to do it, the gust of wind almost just blew them right off.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had wind pants on, so it deflected all wind. But
yeah, it said no shirt, no shoes, no service. But I was like, oh, you're good. Didn't say anything about pants.
Right. Yeah. True. I'm on my way out of the store right now.
Did we find a loophole? We have to talk to Mr. Holiday and tell him he needs to add pants to that, because their deals are blowing the pants off of people. So guys, don't pass gas. Do what Jared and I did this morning after our sleepover. Turn on into Holiday gas stations. All right, Jared, we're back. We're here. We're doing it. Why don't you tell us what else is going on?
So Heywood Jablomi asks, FMK.
I think I had him for a substitute teacher 1 year, Mr. Jablomi. Fucking Heywood.
FMK. Cruise, resort, road trip.
I think we maybe already did this one.
No, not this one.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So just relax, Ryan. I am killing road trip into oblivion. I'm beheading. I'm blowing to smithereens. I'm going to murder.
Yeah, you're sticking it to the bottom of the lake.
I'm going to concrete shoes road trip. Because I can't get anywhere fast enough because I'm too busy not passing gas. That being said, cruises, I've never been on a cruise, but I just don't imagine I'd want to fuck a cruise either.
Yeah, no.
I think this may be a double homicide.
It's an OJ.
Yeah. What was even the other option?
Resort.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking marrying, groping a resort all day long.
For sure. Yeah.
And I'm going to double homicide the other two. I have no desire to go on a cruise. No matter how much Shaquille O'Neal shoves Carnival Cruises down my throat, I can't. I don't want to do it.
You wouldn't go on a Disney cruise?
No, God, no. That sounds like I'd rather go on Carnival than Disney cruise.
Really?
How are you acting surprised by this?
What if this
should be good?
What if like Peaky Blinders had a cruise, like a Peaky Blinders cruise?
But then that would be awful.
But everyone's drinking whiskey, smoking cigars, and
they murders got, and shit.
You have your pocket. No, murders aside, we already murdered the road trip. That's gone.
If it's a Peaky Blinders cruise, there will be some sketchy shit.
Dude, it would be so. Hey, you would just be sweating the whole time because you'd be in a three piece suit.
Maybe show your pocket watch off.
Fucking, that is true.
You know, you show pocket watch off.
Can I wear like at least like a three piece suit with shorts, and then I can showcase my pocket watch?
Do they wear shorts? Absolutely. And Peaky Blinders?
But if you're wondering, I am picking the Peaky Blinders cruise over the Disney cruise.
Definitely. Me too.
Me too.
Okay, if I'm gonna kill road trip as well. If I had to pick, I'll fuck a cruise. I'll go on one cruise.
Have you ever been on one?
Never. No. Really, no desire to. And then I'll marry a resort. I mean, you can't go wrong.
I mean, essentially, a cruise is just like going and staying at an apartment building, but on the water
with a pool.
But you can't go anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, what if bad weather in the ocean?
It's a road trip with no destination.
What about pirates, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
I'm going to kill cruise.
That's why I don't ever go on a cruise in the Caribbean.
Pirates. Caribbean.
You know, the fucking Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm gonna fuck the road trip, marry the resort, kill the cruise.
You do like road trips.
I do. You know it.
Now, if I had to pick one person in this room who's a cruise guy, got to be Jared for sure.
Oh yeah,
I don't have any desire to go on a cruise.
Really,
yeah. Really,
honestly.
But I think your desire is higher than the rest of us, even if you have no desire.
If his is at zero, ours are at negative.
You're kind of right.
Thought about it. You thought about
it. There's a Chris Jericho cruise where they have like a wrestling ring. What? That looks kind of cool. Yeah.
So like Jericho swing that?
I don't know.
Is it full Chris Jericho?
He wrestles in it, but there's like other wrestlers. But that's the only cruise I'd go on.
So like. It's his weird screamo music being pumped through the whole boat.
Yep, Fozzy. Yeah.
Dude. That's kind of dope. Actually.
But that's it, though. That's it. That's where I draw the line.
How many matches every night?
Yeah.
And you'll have like a Rey Mysterio Jr. mask on or something.
Mm hmm.
Jaw dressed. Yeah.
Hey, naturally. Could you imagine his tan lines when he gets back from the cruise from wearing a mask?
We gotta get him a Rey Mysterio Jr.
Yeah, look like I'm wearing like eyeshadow
for the pod. We gotta get him. Yeah, I'm gonna order you one after this.
I'll wear one.
If you put it on, you can never take it off.
Is that the rule?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not up to date on fucking professional wrestling lore.
I mean, yeah, the luchador mask. If that's off, all honor's gone.
I'll wear a Sting mask.
Am I getting shamed for not knowing that?
No, you're good.
Rey Mysterio Jr.?
No.
Why do you keep saying Junior?
That is his name.
I know, but yeah. No one calls him that.
That's true.
I didn't know this is such a hot topic with you guys. Well, I feel like I'm standing in a hot topic right now. Looking at an edgy band t-shirt.
Yeah,
you guys discuss
shopping for the cruise. What you're doing.
I'm like wandering over to all the sexual gag jokes gifts right now. That's you guys Spencer's. Are talking about that.
In the back.
Yeah.
We don't have that hot topic.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm looking at the wall of black Converse right now.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's between Converse Vans.
Or is that
Converse
Journeys?
Vans.
They all fucking blend together.
The same, yeah.
If anyone's going to merge, it should be Spencer's Hot Topic and Journeys.
They would all fit together.
Maybe PacSun or no?
For sure, PacSun.
Hot Spencer's Journey is what they call it.
Spencer's Hot Journey. That'd be good.
Spencer's Hot acronym. Spencer's.
Like, you know how they just like combine Taco Bell's and KFC's together? They just need to do Spencer's Hot Journey. And yeah. Just right together. If I'm headed to the mall on my weekly Hot Topic Spencer's Journeys, I want to just be able to go to one spot.
Right. Yeah.
Spencer's Hot Journey. What were we talking about?
Cruises and shit
and wrestling.
So you're gonna fuck a cruise?
I think yeah. No, nah, I'm killing a cruise. I really do a road trip than a cruise.
My man,
I'll marry a resort. I've never been to a resort either, but I'd probably do.
They're pretty fun. Yeah,
yeah.
We gotta get you to resort.
Yeah, we do.
I feel like he's got an alter ego, like.
Resort Jared.
Like Beach Jared or something like that. Resort Jared or something like that.
Yeah.
Gerard.
We'll find out.
I feel like you are like Stanley on The Office when he goes to Florida that one season and he just
loves it.
He's just living life to the fullest.
Well, didn't they have a beach day and he loved it? He just sat in the sand all day.
Yeah, doing crosswords.
Jared was pretty giggly at the lake day at your cabin.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, you and me both near water just gets the best of us.
So then you guys should go on a cruise. There's lots of water.
True. That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm a flat land guy, though. You know that.
Maybe if like the cruise is docked, I'll do it. Like the whole ship.
Yeah.
Just a hotel on the water.
Yeah.
It's a mobile bar. Jared wants to go on a docking cruise.
That'd be wild. Chris Jericho wrestling. Yeah.
I imagine that's what the Chris Jericho cruise is anyways. Everyone docking.
The docking crew. Get under the hood.
Yeah. I can't imagine what Chris Jericho fans do after it's all said and done.
Yeah, do wrestling moves.
You know?
After what is all said and done?
Well, I like the wrestling match. Shit, you know? There's got to be. Yeah.
Seems like a good time.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it is. Seymour
Did
Bucks.
You give yours?
Yeah.
What was it again?
Same exact as Jared.
Yeah. Kill Got Cruise, it. Merry Road Trip.
Got it.
Fuck Road Trip, Merry Resort.
Street Chalk. Seymour Butts. Would you rather play pool or darts at your local bar?
I think I'd rather... I think I'd rather play darts.
Mm.
It's quicker, easier, less pressure, you know? Nothing's worse than missing the cue ball. not like fully, you know, like you get a little hammered and then all of a sudden you just hit the like very top right corner of the ball and it makes that dumb wood noise.
Yep.
You know what I'm doing?
For like, sure.
Sounds so weak.
It's like, I haven't played pool in like a year.
It's like the pool equivalent to a guy who's just got dribbling in the urinal, you know? Like weak stream guys, it's the same thing. You miss the cue ball and just hit the very top right.
Yeah, it's probably a low T thing.
Yeah.
So I think I have less moments of that with darts.
I'm pool. I think it's Me cooler. Too. Hitting a cool pool shot, I think, is cooler than hitting like a triple.
But
20.
How many genuinely cool pool shots have you hit in your life?
The most happen on accident. Like it looks like I tried to do it and I just play it off. I tried to do it.
Yeah.
And then it's sweet.
So yeah, you're a little sloppy is what you're saying.
Yeah, oh yeah. We don't play real rules.
There's no better feeling than sinking a bullseye.
That is nice.
Or
yes,
a triple 20.
I think it's the dart jerseys that kind of just I want to stray away from.
Have you seen pool jerseys? I mean, what the
I
fuck?
Haven't. I don't think I've ever
they
seen.
They look the exact same. See,
like professional pool players, don't they just wear like a polo and fucking pants or something?
Yeah, they look like they just got off their insurance job.
Yeah, crunching numbers.
Probably did. Yeah, we are a numbers podcast. Numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. Dart uniforms are pretty gaudy.
Yeah, they're absurd.
What's better, cornhole uniforms or dart uniforms?
Oof, that's
I
tough.
Think they're made by the same
they're the exact same jersey. But if I had to, I think cornhole is more a ridiculous thing. It's like, you know, like at least cornhole, you're like playing, like throwing against each other, you're throwing at a further distance, where like darts, you're what, like 10 feet away?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what do you need a jersey? And you're playing solo. So what do you need a jersey for if you're playing solo?
Yeah, also there's no I don't think there's a referee or fouls in pool, but yet they still have or in darts, but they still have numbers on them.
I don't think they have numbers.
I'm for sure they do. Can you Google like dart jersey?
Dart jersey.
I'm thinking like local darts teams.
Yeah, 00 right over there. Yeah, 00.
These suck.
Oh my god.
Man.
I mean, no one's calling fouls on 00.
That's only $30. We got to get some dart unis.
Yeah, get that baby screenshotted. Rey Mysterio Jr. mask and a dart jersey for Jared.
Hey, I want Jared, stick with me. I want you to Google pro darts nipple
covers.
You know it's going to be good when Miles starts with stick with me.
It's like nipple shirt. Just type in that. First one.
This one?
The Bobby George nipple trick.
Watch it. Just.
Yeah.
You don't even need to hear it. So look at this guy in the gold. It's dialed in. 1 triple 20, 2 triple 20, 3 triple 20. You ready?
What?
So for those listening, you got to Google this. Bobby George nipple trick. He's wearing a gold satin shirt, which is already in bananas move. He then, it looks like there's a front pocket on the shirt, but it's really just Velcro, and he Velcros it down, and it, you can see his nipple, and he does a titty dance.
It's got like those Christmas jammies with, you can like
remove. The ass end?
Yeah, you can remove the ass end. Yeah, the ass flap. Yeah,
it's just like, a nipple it's flap. It's a nipple flap, yeah.
Yeah.
Nip flap.
So if that... If I can get what he's wearing, I pick dart uniforms all day long.
I mean, he's a Kobe Bryant of darts. When Kobe pulled his jersey aside.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's Bobby George.
It's great for
everyone knows that about Bobby George.
Yeah, great.
Why don't they make those for marathons?
That would be great.
Sure. That's make nippleless
shirts.
That's
a good idea.
I need something like that for sure.
Well, yeah.
One bugaboo might be like a parachuting factor, like wind going through it.
Yeah.
Slower time.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't worry too much about that.
It could be like a compression material.
That's true.
Yeah. If you're in public and like, you had to shave a nip quick. You
also,
drop it down. You don't even have to remove your shirt.
Also, how fast are you running? You think it's going to be a parachute effect, Jared?
You're right.
Wind.
No. If you guys ever get the chance on TikTok to watch pro darts competitions, it's insane. Mm-hmm. The guys taunt each other. They celebrate.
Really?
And the crowd is electric as well.
It's like a college football.
More electric than a cornhole event?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Let's see. Amanda Hug and Kiss asks, we have a themed friends vacation coming up. It's Survivor themed. What are some fun activities to do?
So... You have a friends themed Survivor themed.
We have a themed friends vacation coming up. It's Survivor themed. What are some fun?
So at first I thought it was a friends theme. Like someone's going to dress as Ross.
Yeah.
This is the one where we go on vacation.
Survivor themed friends vacation.
So are they dressing up like Chandler and them? Yeah. Or is this I'm very confused.
You get the gist.
It would be funny to watch the friends characters try and do Survivor.
Yeah.
That would be actually a funny episode.
Ross is Jeff Probst.
Ross just freaks out the whole time.
He's
Red
gone.
Ross.
He's the first one gone.
I've never seen Survivor. I can't.
It's on tonight at 7.
Pretty yes. Sure.
Season.
I'm already behind. I'm so behind. Though.
Season 46.
That's my lucky number, actually.
Is it? That's good.
46 seasons.
Mm-hmm. 2 a year since
2000.
Yeah, they skipped like once.
And how many episodes in a season?
It's like 15. 8 to 10.
Oh, thank God.
It's more than that because it's, I don't know. It depends on how many contestants because it's one episode per one person getting voted out.
Ryan, where you got to be in life to sit down and watch 460 episodes back to back of Survivor. Oof.
Prison, probably. Yeah.
A lot of people in COVID kind of had a resurgence.
Mm. I'm watching Tiger King at that point, though.
Yeah, but it's like 5 episodes. Yeah,
I watched it 4 or 5 times. Just a funny, yeah.
Well, he only watches about 8 minutes an episode and then he falls asleep. So basically, he stretched Tiger King watching it 4 or 5 times in 46 seasons.
Yeah, one episode takes me a work week to finish. 40-minute episode.
The pandemic was over when he got finished.
Yeah.
I do actually have one suggestion for this Survivor trip. Every time there's a friends group trip, there's always a couple people that you don't actually want on it because it's like side friends get brought in. So if it's Survivor themed, you do an actual vote every night of the trip. And you all band together to vote off the shitty person and they can't stay on the trip.
No, they have to fly home.
They got to go home.
That would be very interesting. Again, I don't know any of the rules of Survivor, mm-hmm. but I feel
don't,
like...
What are the rules? Don't die.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
Because, like, I... So it's... What's the question again?
Friends-themed... you got any suggestions for the Survivor-themed friends vacation?
Yeah. Activities to do.
So what does a Survivor theme mean? Like, are they eating scorpions and shit?
Not really.
It's like... You know what immunity is in Survivor? Do you know what that is?
Have you ever watched Survivor?
No.
Okay,
so
it's bad.
You're not gonna be very helpful.
It's a tough question for me. Yeah, maybe I'll just I'll bow out on this one. How about that, guys? Because like, don't they just like eat shit that they don't want to?
I think you're thinking of Fear Factor. You got Joe Rogan.
It's all Joe Rogan short. Thing. Yeah.
Like they eat
that's right.
Don't they go in that? I was watching. Shop?
Yeah, Fear Factor YouTube Shorts.
I was watching Fear Factor YouTube Shorts the other night.
It's called Social Perk.
I used to watch a lot of Fear Factor when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
I watched the episode. Like, I had to be like a year ago. It just put it on Netflix for some reason, and the episode was Shaq. Shaq does not want to be there the entire time. He's just like super shitty
but
about
Shaq
being
can't
there.
Turn down anything.
Yeah, no. He loves money.
He just, if there's money involved, he's there.
It's at like Disney World and his whole family's there. And Shaq was just like, you know, we sometimes like, I'll go, but I'm going to be shitty about it. Shaq was actually shitty about
it. Nice.
That was Fear Factor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't caught up to that on the YouTube shorts yet.
It's when like Joe Rogan was skinny.
And had hair.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm bowing out. You guys.
I've never seen
you
it
guys attack this.
You. Yeah.
Is
you
this too. Your burner account that wanted to work Survivor into this?
No, well, it's Amanda.
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
That's not me. I do have a burner though. It's not me though.
Have you ever asked a question?
No, Jared. I asked a question one time and Jared didn't read it and I felt bad.
Sorry, I guess.
I would say one suggestion I have is just to have fun.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
If you really want to get into it, just have water and rice and coconuts to eat the whole week.
Is that what they do?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Start a fire.
If I close my eyes, it's like I'm watching Survivor. Mm-hmm. I got it now. Rice, beans, coconuts.
No beans.
I think you got to wear.
So wait, if it's Survivor theme, are they just wearing butt flaps?
That's what I was just going to ask.
Yeah, you got to get some buffs.
So what are they called? Loin cloths?
Yeah.
They don't wear those.
What's a loin cloth?
They wear normal clothes.
Oh, really?
No, loin cloth is like what Tarzan wears.
Yeah. We're thinking of Naked and Afraid, I think.
Yeah. Very different show.
I could have. Really? They don't?
They're interchangeable. No. They two shows.
They show up
by the end. I've seen previews that they're just wearing butt flaps by the end.
No. It's a lot of bandanas they wear.
So they get
bandanas.
These. You know, like the
butt flaps, bandanas, they're all the same.
Same church.
Yeah, they just wear normal clothes. Like shorts and a shirt.
I imagine more people would tune in if people were wearing butt flaps.
Yeah, that's why I've been watching. Why don't they just? Lately.
I would watch Survivor if they just combined Naked and Afraid, Fear Factor, and Survivor into one.
It's kind of
Everyone's naked. Everyone's eating shit they don't want to eat,
and they're afraid.
They're afraid of it. And all they're doing is just trying to survive. You know. That's a show. I do a vacation that's themed on that.
Yeah, go to a nudist village.
There you go. To start.
Survive the Naked Factor, we could call it. Something like that. We can workshop it.
I gotta watch SNF tonight. Sunday Night Football? No. Survive the Naked Factor.
Have fun.
Yeah. I got three fun facts for you guys.
Jesus.
Two are quick.
This is a classic give him an inch, he takes a mile situation on our hands. Give him a fact, he takes three.
It's impossible to hum while holding your nose.
We're all gonna do it.
I mean, I'm doing it. I'm.
Says it's impossible.
You just gotta keep your mouth open.
That's not humming. Humming is your mouth's closed.
Yeah, you hum with your mouth closed.
Fuck.
That's just making noises.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna bow out of this one.
I don't do a lot of humming, so for that reason, I'm out. We should do that. We should implement a Shark Tank feature on this podcast to where if it's not your jam, just for that reason, I'm out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Let's do that.
I like that.
And you don't hum. So
yeah, for that reason, I'm out.
Okay.
Cool fact though.
That was more of a cool fact. Yeah. Well, that was not a fact at all because we just proved it wrong. So now we're just doing fun fiction. Is what we're renaming.
Yeah, it's like you can't sneeze with your eyes open.
Hey, you're out.
You're right.
I'm okay. You're basically muting yourself.
They've came back in before though. I've been on Shark Tank.
You have to audibly say you're back in then.
Yeah. I was like, why my mic get cut? I've been on Shark Tank. I would know.
Yeah.
Oh my here we fucking go.
I'll send you the link.
The term freelancer is originally referred to self-employed. Sword-wielding mercenaries literally meant freelancers.
You guys say it again. So this time was a little more punctuation.
That was kind of,
it's kind of a run-on sentence.
Freelancers originally referred to self-employed. Sword wielding mercenaries literally meant freelancers.
Okay, so
sword for hires, guys that would like fight with swords for hire, were the original freelancers, because it's a lancer, someone that fights with a sword.
Got it. I'm in on this one. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
They're hired though for money, correct? So they're not freelancers.
Yeah, it should be expensive.
They're free for hire.
Yeah.
They're freed up. They're not contracted by anyone. Right. Yeah, like a freelance photographer.
Sure.
Just bounces around and shoots stuff.
I mean, freelance photographers should be renamed expensive photographer.
Yeah.
Because they are not free. I'll tell you that much.
And then we have our first holiday fun fact. So St. Patrick's Day would be this Sunday or Saturday.
I thought you meant the gas station.
I did too. I was like,
wait, corporate sending over fun facts to me? Are they paying for that?
Fun fact, you can get two Red Bulls and get one free. Hey,
that's it. We could sell that ad slot. Yeah. Fun fact.
There you go. So the first St. Patrick's Day parade was held in America. Records show that a St. Patrick's Day parade was held on March 17th, 1601 in a Spanish colony in what is now known as St. Augustine, wait, Florida. What?
I thought it was held in America.
Yeah, America had other colonies before.
It 1601, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't exist yet.
So gotcha.
It was the Americas.
Gotcha.
The parade and a St. Patrick's Day celebration a year earlier were organized by the Spanish colony's Irish Ricardo Archer. More than a century later, homesick Irish soldiers serving in the English military marched in Boston in 1737 and in New York City on March 17th. So those are like it didn't originate in Ireland.
Isn't it
at all?
Yeah.
Not even close.
Isn't it crazy that even though it was like hundreds of years apart, they all did it on March 17th?
Why?
Really?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
So basically what Jared is saying is that St. Paddy's Day was originated with a whole bunch of cultures that are not Irish.
Gotcha.
Like what we know it as today.
Now, the March 17th joke is St. Patrick's Day is on March 17th every single year.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that was that joke.
Yeah. Got it. So it was... started in the Americas on a Spanish colony
in Florida.
In Florida, but it's the Irish holiday.
Who is Saint Patrick?
a saint.
He was a saint.
Was he Irish?
Catholic. Yeah.
He was Catholic.
I mean, all saints are Catholic, by the way.
Irish Catholic.
Yep.
Saint Nicholas isn't.
Huh.
He had something to do with the potato famine too, didn't he, or something like that?
Saint Nick.
No, St. Patrick.
St. Pat.
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. You lost me, St. Anthony.
Well, that's like Cinco de
Us Catholic boys just get that one.
Get it right.
I get it. Medium on.
I'm Lutheran. For that reason, I'm out.
Yeah, almost bowing out.
I'm bowing out.
A couple minutes ago. But, That's like Cinco de Mayo, not even originating in Spain or Mexico.
See,
you know,
Jared's on a heater. Keep going, Jared. What else you got? I think that those facts were
fun.
One was cool.
One was cool. One was fiction. And that one was a fact.
That was it. I thought that was an interesting
fact. More of a shoulder shrugger.
Okay, so we had a fiction, a fun fiction. What was the other one?
Cool.
A cool fact and an interesting fact. Let's hit the fun.
Okay.
Like the high five one was, that was fun. A lot of fun.
That had a ton of fun during that.
Oh yeah, that was Patreon. Mm-hmm. Patreon.
So yeah, if you guys are looking for actual fun facts, get over to the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/midradio. So
it's a good time.
Hey, we're workshopping.
We're learning.
We're throwing darts at the dartboard, then whipping our nipple out.
Hey, we're still having fun. Rey Mysterio Jr. mask.
So is that it, Jared?
That's it.
Guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the You Betcha Radio podcast. May your facts be fun, not fiction.
This is my mic stand.
You shit yourself?
I thought you ripped ass.
Pod's ending. I gotta let it out.
He's been holding it in the whole time.
You shit yourself?
Don't pass gas.
May your bed be reverse Murphy.
Yeah.
Cheers, Ryan.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.